God honors Elisha's prophecy. For a time after this, Israel was free from the attacks of the Syrians. But later, under King Hazael, the Syrian hosts surrounded Samaria and besieged it. Never had Israel been brought into so great a strait as during this siege. The horrors of prolonged famine were driving the king of Israel to desperate measures when Elisha predicted deliverance the following day. The next morning the Lord made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. Seized with fear, they fled for their life, leaving the camp as it was, with rich stores of food. During the night, four leprous men at the gate of the city, made desperate by hunger, had proposed to visit the Syrian camp and throw themselves on the mercy of the besiegers, hoping to obtain food. What was their astonishment when, entering the camp, they found no man there. With none to forbid, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver, and gold, and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well, this day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace." Quickly they returned to the city with the glad news. So abundant were the supplies that on that day a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, as foretold by Elisha the day before.